The one who sends signals to the moon. Zoltán Baj, physicist. One of the most prominent Hungarian physicists of the 20th century was born into a Reformed church family in 1900 in Gyulavari, Békés County, in the eastern part of Hungary. He graduated from the Debrecen Reformed Seminary and continued his studies at the Pázmány Péter University, majoring in mathematics and physics. He also received his high school teacher certification from this university. He obtained his PhD in 1926 summa cum laude. He spent the following 4 years on a fellowship in Berlin, which was one of the centers of the scientific world at the time. In Berlin, he worked with Max Bodenstein, who later received the Nobel Prize, and later Neumann and Werner Steiner together then developed a UV radiation source, the Bay-Steiner lamp. Upon his return home, he started to work in the lab of Tonskram Incorporated that produced light bulbs and conducted high-level research. Baj continued his own research here and at the Budapest University of Technology. He released several patents for fluorescent lights and electron tubes. He also constructed an elemental particle monitor for the development of electromagnetic radiation technology. He also initiated the construction of the first particle accelerator equipment in Hungary. In the Second World War, he and his team developed and commissioned a radar device for the defense system of Budapest. After the German occupation, the owner and CEO of Tonskram Incorporated, Baj's workplace was arrested and was transported to Mauthausen by the Gestapo. Zoltán Baj was then nominated to be the CEO of the factory, which had begun to carry out military functions. He did everything in his power to help his Jewish co-workers. He gave them wages in spite of the law. He helped them acquire paperwork necessary to have protection in neutral countries. He made efforts to protect them from deportation and, when that failed, he helped them to escape and hide. In the aftermath of the Arrow Cross Party takeover in 1944, government supporters collected a group of Jews among the factory workers in order for them to be deported to Germany. Zoltán Baj himself went to the Józsefváros railway station, and despite opposition from Hungarian and German soldiers, he got them to leave the wagons and escorted them back to the factory. With his cooperation, a secret radio channel was established between Budapest and London. He also led a group that successfully managed to send radar signals to the moon and was able to receive reverberated waves in 1946 from the lunar surface for the very first time in Europe. Because of World War II, he was only able to finish his experiments 2 years later, and as a result, American scientists beat him by a few weeks. He became a member of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences in 1945, but was later forced under Soviet occupation to escape the country because of government persecution. In 1948, successfully escaping from the rigorous pursuit of the political police, he first emigrated to Austria and later to the United States. In the U.S., he became a physics research professor at the George Washington University, where he became close friends with Janusz Neumann, who had developed the theory of computers, and they together often exchanged ideas on this topic. Between 1955 and 1972, he worked in the United States National Bureau of Standards, where he measured the velocity and frequency of light by a previously unknown method. After his emigration to the U.S., he was stripped of his Hungarian citizenship, and along with several other prominent scientists, he was also stripped of his membership at the Academy. He was vindicated only after the political system changed in 1989, when he was elected an honorary member of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, and continuity in his membership was acknowledged. In his biography titled Life is Stronger, he illustrates his experiences in the war and in the years that followed, how the barbaric disassembly of the entire machinery and equipment of the Tonskram Incorporation and their transport to the Soviet Union happened, how political battles played out after 1948, how the Hungarian Communist Party was directed and controlled from Moscow, and the mishandling of the parliamentary elections. His biography reflects on the places, institutions, leaders, and victims of the harsh political and existential battles of the time, and also lets the reader gain insight into the cruel political struggles in Hungary after the war, the outcome of which was somewhat accepted with the presence of Soviet soldiers. With his life's work, Zoltán Bajy became part not only of the history of science, but of the history of Hungary as well. A small asteroid that Hungarian astronomers discovered was named after him.